Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All this month in our gospel readings, we're going to be hearing Jesus as he delivers his remarkable bread of life discourse. All right? It's here, smack dab in the middle of John's gospel, and we hear Jesus teaching that he is the bread of life. He is that which gives us the strength we need to live as God's children. He is that which gives us the guidance to follow him into the world, loving one another, loving our neighbors. Now, for many scholars, this is also the area where Jesus is talking about the power of Holy Communion in John's gospel. Because in John's gospel, the climax of the Last Supper is Jesus washing the disciples' feet and not giving that final, that first Holy Communion. But we will hear this month is compelling evidence that Jesus truly is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and the one that we get to follow. In last week's gospel reading, Jesus ended by saying, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And that's how this week's reading begins. It opens with that same powerful statement that equates Jesus with Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, as Jesus says it in John's gospel, ego eimi, I am. That's how God called his own name there at the burning bush for Moses. And as Jesus says, I am part of that God that we all know that causes all kinds of grumbling and complaining. And a general shout of, who does this guy think he is, running through the leaders who are in that multitude surrounding Jesus. Now, this is the same crowd that has been following Jesus and the disciples after the feeding of the 5,000. Now, some of them had wanted to make Jesus into a king. They wanted a king who would feed them, no matter what. They wanted a leader who would give them what they wanted. They thought that Jesus was going to fit that bill, but Jesus wasn't acting like he wanted that job. Now, that crowd knew that Jesus could do miracles. He could cure diseases and make lame people whole. He could give sight to blind ones, make deaf ones to hear. And then Jesus went and fed them all with one small lunch. He was it. He was the one that they were looking for. They wanted to make Jesus king for all their own selfish reasons. And that's not what Jesus is here for. Jesus spent time with all of these people because he saw that the majority of them were like sheep without a shepherd. They were lost and struggling. Many had been cast out for their illnesses. More had been ignored for many other reasons. Jesus came to bring the love of God. He came to bring the blessings of a relationship with God that was based on God's grace and not on our perfection or our goodness or our abilities. These people were hungry for lives of meaning and purpose, as well as they were hungry for dinner that day. Now, the ones complaining in today's gospel, they thought that they knew exactly what they needed. They needed Jesus, the miracle king, feeding the people and driving out the Romans. When Jesus doesn't take them up on that offer for coronation, some of them begin to dismiss Jesus. He can't be the living bread from heaven because he's just Jesus from around the corner. They knew him growing up. They work with his brothers, his sisters, and their sisters are all friends. How could this be someone from heaven? So all of a sudden, familiarity breeds contempt when Jesus won't become the king that they're looking for. But what Jesus is telling them and all of us is that he came to bring the love of the Father into the lives of the people. Those drawn to Jesus will be drawn by a gift from God. Those who came to Jesus, the ones like sheep without a shepherd, they are the ones that Jesus comes to love, to care for, to watch out for, to send us out to help them. Jesus is trying to show us all that while full bellies are good, and while curing diseases and casting out demons is good, the redemption and salvation that Jesus brings is better than all else. To truly connect to the love of God in Jesus brings life. It brings eternal life, which to me means life connected to the eternal one. Life lived with God by our side, wanting to work with us so that we can all together make this world beautiful. But Jesus also promises here in today's gospel that connecting with God's love that he brings will help us to live forever. This is some of that amazing good news that we hear today in the person of Jesus, in his living and his teaching, in his suffering and death, in his resurrection. We have access to eternal life and the promise to live forever with God. So how is Jesus the bread of life? Now, if you remember from the temptation stories at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, we remember Jesus dismissing the tempter that first time saying, "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God." So for Jesus, the real sustenance for humanity, the true bread from heaven, is the word of God. And in John's gospel, in that very first chapter, we read that Jesus is the word with a capital W. Jesus has come to show us how God truly acts in the world, and that is with love and grace, with favor and care for his children. Jesus came to teach us about God's love in words and in deeds. Jesus came to bring peace to our living and comfort when we struggle. Jesus came to redeem us from our selfish sinfulness, to pay the price for our foolishness. Jesus came to deliver us from temptation by showing us a life lived in God's love. Jesus came to feed us with all that God provides for a life lived for the sake of our neighbors. Now, sometimes Jesus did that by healing people. And sometimes Jesus did that by teaching or feeding them. Sometimes Jesus fed us by showing us that time in prayer, time in service, time with others can all be vital to our healthy living as God's children. Sometimes Jesus did this by showing us that no matter how difficult it can be, loving your enemies, those who are standing against you, is what we have been called to do. Jesus came to be the bread of life, so that as long as we partake in all the goodness that Jesus brings, we will never hunger for the presence and love of God, so that we will not thirst for the grace given to live, so that we might love our neighbors. As we partake of the redemption and the salvation that Jesus brings, we have eternal life and access to live with God forever. Who does he think that he is? Jesus is the Word who was with God and who is God. Jesus is the Word become flesh who lives among us. Truly, Jesus from around the corner. He is our Redeemer, paying our ransom. He is our Savior, defending us from temptation. He is our Lord who we will follow. Jesus is the true nutrition for living as God's children, providing strength and guidance and new life so that we will have more and more opportunities to love our neighbors as Jesus shows us. That's who he is. He's the one I want to follow. Thanks be to God. Amen.